This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine state electricity operators Saturday announced blackouts in Kyiv and seven other regions of the country in the aftermath of Russia's devastating strikes on energy infrastructure. The move comes as Russian forces continue to pound Ukrainian cities and villages with missiles and drones, inflicting damage on power plants, water supplies, and other civilian targets in a grinding war that is nearing its nine-month mark. New violence in Somalia is linked to Al-Shabaab. More from VOA's Marissa Melton.
A suicide bomber targeted a military training facility Saturday evening in the southern part of Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, killing or wounding several people. Security officials told VOA the attack took place near a military camp and that military recruits were among the dead. Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack. The group said its suicide bomber killed 100 soldiers. Local media said about 15 people were killed. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
A record Powerball jackpot grew to an even larger $1.9 billion after no one won the lottery drawing Saturday night. And to be clear, according to thelotter.com, players from all over the world can win the biggest Powerball jackpots and huge prizes when playing Powerball. It is legal for to play Mega Millions as well. The numbers for the drawing were white balls 28, 45, 53, 56, 69, and red Powerball of 20. The website of the California Lottery Association says the next chance for someone to get lucky will be Monday. The new $1.9 billion jackpot is for a winner who was paid through an annuity of 29 years. Winners of the lottery jackpot usually prefer a lump sum cash payout, which would be $929.1 million. This is VOA News. Twitter is launching an $8 monthly subscription to get that blue verification check mark that many people covet. We get more from AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Media company that Elon Musk just bought and is overhauling launched a subscription service for $8 a month on Saturday that includes a blue check mark now given to verified accounts. Twitter says users who sign up now can receive the blue check mark next to their names, just like the celebrities, companies, and politicians. This comes a day after the company laid off about half its staff of 7,500 to cut costs. Twitter co-founder Jack Dorsey is taking blame for the widespread job losses, saying, "I own the responsibility for why everyone is in this situation. I grew the company size too quickly. I apologize for that." Julie Walker, New York.
Egypt is the host of this year's COP27 Global Climate Change Summit and planning to keep a tight rein on protests. This while world leaders gather over the end of this weekend. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh may seem like a picturesque location for this year's COP27 climate summit. However, behind the postcard perfect appearance, Egyptian authorities have created a tightly controlled fortress. Climate activists are saying the restrictions will limit their ability to protest and raise awareness of their cause. In a country where protests are virtually banned, the government has set up a specific venue for climate protests. However, no one is quite sure where it is. Notifications are required 36 hours in advance. This year's summit is likely to be a sharp contrast to COP26 last year in Glasgow, Scotland, where some 100,000 people marched through the streets in one of many rallies. I'm Karen Chamas.
North Korea added to its recent barrage of weapons demonstrations by launching four ballistic missiles into the sea Saturday, as the United States sent two supersonic bombers streaking over South Korea in a dueling display of military might that underscored rising tensions in that region. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said that the four short-range missiles fired from a North Korean western coastal area around noon flew about 130 kilometers or 80 miles toward the country's western sea. The North has test-fired more than 30 missiles this week alone, including an intercontinental ballistic missile on Thursday that triggered evacuation alerts in northern Japan and flew large numbers of warplanes inside its territory in an angry reaction to massive combined aero exercises between the United States and South Korea. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA.